Hello and happy new year, and welcome to IT Time TechNet Radio, and talking about the second annual PaaS Business Analytics Conference, and that's coming up in San Jose, California, and that's May 7th through the 9th. And with me to discuss this is Denise McInerney. How you doing, Denise?
I'm doing well, Blaine. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Happy New Year, and welcome to IT Time TechNet Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You bet. So a little bit about you, Denise. You're a data engineer at Intuit. Not that you'll probably be busy here coming up in the next few months, but and a winner of the 2000 Passion Award through PaaS, and was elected the PaaS board member of 2012 after years of active volunteering with the PaaS conferences, etc. Before VP of marketing. You were also the director of the virtual chapters. You served on the PaaS program committee for 4 years, including 1 year as the committee manager. And also you were the chair or the co-chair of the Women in Technology, which is a great program, in the virtual chapters for 5 long years. In addition, you're also a frequent speaker at, of course, the PaaS Summit, the SQL Saturdays, which are great programs on the weekends for SQL Server heavy hitters. You also began working with and starting your SQL Server DBA experience in 2004 and 2004, and you were a graduate of Boston University, probably a Patriots fan, no doubt, with a BA in political science. Is that correct?
Pretty much, although my first SQL Server job actually goes back to 98.
Yeah, well,
I started here at Intuit in 2004. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's first get to know you just a little bit more. First, we all want to know, what was your first computer experience?
So I remember them bringing Apple IIs into our high school, although they didn't really know what they were going to do with them there. But I learned a little bit about programming on those. But it was actually after college when I really got involved with computers and IT.
Gotcha. So back in the late 90s, you got started with databases. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I had, as you noted, my degree's in political science, and I was actually working for a research company. And I was doing data mining, although I didn't know that's what it was at the time. But I was munching through lots and lots of data using Microsoft Access. And discovered that I really had an affinity for data, and I thought it was really interesting what you could do with it. And eventually went from using Microsoft Access to learning about enterprise data platform, i.e. SQL Server. And right around that time was the dot-com boom in Silicon Valley, and there was lots of opportunities. And I got my first junior DBA job working on SQL Server in 98. And I've been working on that platform and in the data space ever since.
Awesome. That's fantastic. And, you know, we met back at PaaS this last year, and that was a great conference, but we also have the second annual Business Analytics Conference. That's huge. That's coming up. So what can you tell us about, you know, if people aren't familiar with the conference, what's the conference all about?
So the PaaS Business Analytics Conference is a gathering of data professionals who are involved in many aspects of the analytics and big data space. It, as the industry grows and the need for data professionals to understand data and understand how to leverage it increase, we want, as PaaS, as a professional association for data professionals, we want to reach out into that community. And the conference will have experts speaking on a variety of topics, some of the thought leaders in the space of data analytics. And it will be an opportunity for people already working in that space or who are interested in learning more about it to come together, learn from these experts, and also network together and build community among data analytics professionals as the PaaS Summit has built community for the DBA and developer world.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, PaaS is kind of like, when I go back to those conferences, it feels like a family reunion, and those have been going on for quite some time now. It's nice to see that there's a special business analytics focus at this specific conference, so that's fantastic. So tell us a little bit more about, we've got 24 hours of PaaS, it's the Business Analytics Edition. Tell us about that.
So 24 hours of PaaS is a free online series of webinars that are held back-to-back live, and it's a very popular event in our community. And in February, we will be having the Business Analytics edition of 24 Hours of PASS, and this is going to feature speakers who will also be presenting at the Business Analytics Conference. So it's like a sneak peek. So for free, from the comfort of your home or home office or office, you can sit and listen to these speakers and ask questions because the Q&A period is live, and really get a sense of the kinds of content that we'll be offering at the conference. And we're going to have everything from a session on predictive analytics for absolute beginners to advanced analytics using Excel 2013 and lots of other subjects as well.
Nice, nice. So what do you see as some of your challenges or and or opportunities for data analysts and BA, BI pros today, you know, especially with the rise of self-service BI and what we refer to and we hear a lot about, you know, big data. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, there's so much happening in the space and so quickly, right? I don't think the data world has changed so much for 30 years, right? But there's so much innovation happening and new products coming to market, and everyone is trying to figure out how to build the best solution that's going to serve their business and really help them derive value from their data. And increasingly, business users are also hungry for access to data. And so self-service BI is such an important piece of that puzzle. And we will be having a number of sessions at the conference on Power BI, for example, and the different ways that those tools can be leveraged to deliver self-service. And on the big data side, well, again, just so much more data being generated and being saved and need to go through that data. So we will also have sessions on Hadoop for SQL Server professionals, how to integrate big data with SharePoint, for example, how to integrate big data in the cloud. So there's lots of new material to learn, lots of things for data professionals to have an opportunity to expand their own skill set and perhaps find their next opportunity themselves.
That's fantastic. And ladies and gentlemen, Denise McInerney, we're talking about this awesome second annual PASS Business Analytics Conference coming up in San Jose, California, May 7th through the 9th. So let's talk a little bit about your blog post that you wrote. You wrote a great blog post about your experiences and your transition from DBA to data analyst, and, you know, with BA and BI, you know, moving from that and the training you took to get there. And can you tell us a little bit about your story?
Sure. Yes, that was it's been a real transition for me too. In many ways, my career has followed along a parallel path with all the changes we're seeing in the industry. So about 18 months or so ago, I was asked to take on a data analyst role. I'd been a DBA and DB developer for seven, eight years here. And I thought, what a great opportunity. I'd never done that before, but I'd been paying attention a little bit to what was happening, been to a couple conferences, read some blog posts, and so I stepped into that role and immediately came to appreciate the opportunities for using data to drive the business, and was able to do a number of analytics projects that helped help the business owners make decisions and change the way they were doing things. But also in the course of that, I came to really appreciate something I mentioned a minute ago, which is the hunger among all business owners for access to data. They know data can make a difference, and by partnering with the business owners, we can really offer them a lot more, a lot of richness out of the data. So actually, I've again transitioned from an analyst role into a data engineer role, and now I've sort of seen all sides of the story. And because I've been an analyst, I really know what the analyst needs to succeed at their job, and because I understand the data coming from an IT background, I can help develop solutions that will empower those business users to really use data in their day-to-day business.
Well, you're definitely the perfect person to be in this role and involved with PASS the way you are. It's fantastic. So people are interested in doing, you know, going to the BA conference in San Jose. Where would they get started? Where do they register?
So PASSBAconference.com has links to the registration, and you can see all of the speakers and topics that are going to be covered there. You can also follow us on Twitter at PASSVAC and also hashtag PASSVAC, where we're talking about what's happening at the conference, and you connect with other people who are going to be there. So go to the website and see the great amount of content we have to offer you, and also the great networking opportunities. That was one of the things last year that was a real pleasant surprise, was just the richness of the conversations in the hallways, around the table, at mealtimes, where people who were working in different aspects of the data analytics space got together and talked about their needs and their problems, and a lot of great connections were made. So that's another side to coming to a conference, where you get to really make one-on-one connections with folks who are trying to solve the same kinds of problems you are.
Yeah, so I understand that the Business Analytics Conference just announced its full speaker and session lineup, as well as the, once again, the 24 hours of past the Business Analytics Conference flavor to that online with webcast previewing the event on when is it, February 5th?
24 hours of past? Yes, February 5th. Well, okay. Check the website for your local time zone, and that will help you figure out when the sessions are in your local time zone. Yes, February 5th.
Right. So, once again, the Business Analytics Conference, this is going to be a great conference in San Jose, California, May 7th through the 9th. And Denise, you got any final last words with the audience here?
Well, I would just encourage them all to go to the website and check out the rich content we'll be offering. We're going to have speakers from a number of companies in the area, including Wells Fargo, SurveyMonkey, my own company Intuit is represented, a couple data scientists speaking there, and we're going to have a great keynote as well. So I think there's so much to offer the data professional, whether you're at the beginning stages of figuring out the analytics world or you're already working there and want to sharpen your skills and go to the next level.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I love your blog. Give us your blog address there.
The blog title is Select Star from DeniseMC.views.
That's perfect. I love that. So ladies and gentlemen, Denise McInerney, and past Vice President of Marketing and a data engineer at Intuit. With that, Denise, thank you for being on IT Time TechNet Radio. I'm Blaine Barton, and Happy New Year, by the way, and good luck with the BAC conference in San Jose, California, May 7th and 9th. And with that, it's a wrap.